With SRN News, I'm Michael Harrington in Washington. The White House says it has the right to punish AP reporters over the Gulf of Mexico naming dispute. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
Press Secretary Caroline Leavitt says there's no disputing Donald Trump's new name for the Gulf of Mexico.
It is a fact that the body of water off the coast of Louisiana is called the Gulf of America.
And she says news organizations that refuse to use that name are not telling the truth.
If we feel that there are lies being pushed by outlets in this room, we are going to hold those lies accountable.
The White House is barring Associated Press journalists from presidential events because the widely used AP style book continues to use the Gulf of Mexico. Greg Clugston, The White House.
The Justice Department is asking a judge to dismiss corruption charges against New York City Mayor Eric Adams.
A judge must still approve that request made Friday night. Several prosecutors, including the acting U.S. attorney in Manhattan, quit in protest, saying the evidence against Adams was solid and the request by the Justice Department was a quid pro quo. Adams' help on immigration in exchange for dropping the case. The Justice Department had said the charges needed to go away for now so Adams, a Democrat, could help fulfill President Trump's immigration agenda. Adams has said he did nothing wrong and the charges, including bribery, were politically motivated. Julie Walker, New York.
Heavy rains and dangerous flooding have struck the southeast U.S. as much of the east endured a renewed round of harsh, soggy weather over the weekend, with at least one fatality reported in Kentucky. Water has submerged cars and buildings in Kentucky, and mudslides have blocked roads in Virginia. And in Rwanda, the rebels back there have reached the center of Congo's second largest city. This is SRN News. The Education Department is investigating potential civil rights violations at two universities and a high school sports league that allowed men to compete on women's teams. The department is opening reviews at San Jose State University, the University of Pennsylvania, and the Massachusetts Interscholastic Athletic Association. This action comes shortly after President Trump signed an executive order intended to ban males from competing against women in school sports. There are also lawsuits in several states designed to protect female athletes. Lawmakers in some states are pushing measures to crack down on abortion pills or penalize women who obtain abortions. Some of the efforts appear to be stalled this year. It's too early to tell whether others will gain momentum. Several states have banned abortion, but only Louisiana so far has specifically classified certain abortion drugs as controlled dangerous substances. That move could increase penalties for people who possess them without prescriptions. This is SRN News. NBA Commissioner Adam Silver has a message to all those Dallas Mavericks fans still angry 2 weeks after one of the biggest transactions in NBA history.
He feels your pain. That said, he's also sure that the Mavericks believe that their decision to trade Luka Doncic to the Los Angeles Lakers for Anthony Davis was, in their minds at least, the best possible move for the franchise. Silver, in his annual address at All-Star Weekend Saturday, said he had no advance word that the trade was looming and that he was surprised like everyone else. He also said he wasn't going to second-guess Dallas' decision.
That's correspondent Ron Taylor. Sticking with the NBA beat here, Mac McClung pulled off four perfect dunks last night for an unprecedented NBA dunk contest three-peat. The G League star and dunk maven put on a remarkable show at the All-Star Saturday night by recording perfect scores of 50 on all four of his jaw-dropping creative dunks, first player ever to win three in a row. This is SRN News.